It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Give our guys some love, Bob Fesco. Give our guys some love.
Dane and Hughes and the Players Only Show tonight here at 6 o'clock, right? Is that what you said? 6 o'clock, Dust Man? Six o'clock. Dane and Hughes and the Players Only Show. You want to tune in, listen to that. Dane's unbelievably talented, awesome, and a genius. And so I love listening to Dane on the
spitting
air.
Spitting hot fire.
He's fantastic. Dane has been such
a great addition.
Oh, phenomenal human being. And Thanksgiving's his wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. You know what's going to happen, right? One plate and all sides. But Dane is just an unbelievable human. Him and Mitch are fantastic on the games together. The guy on the sidelines isn't bad himself. We'll have Mitch on the show tomorrow. On 96.5. The Fan, as we get ready for more Bronco talk and ready to kick the donkeys right in the nuts, right?
Players Only. Tonight at 6, and then Mac Maury solo.
Solo, huh?
7 to 9.
Solo.
Look at this guy.
Look at you. They're excited. Already giving you the opportunity to go solo.
Let's go.
Don't be nervous.
Little.
Fantasy question. Zay Flowers or DeAndre Hopkins this week?
Ooh, Zay or D-Hop? I like Zay Flowers tonight versus that trash Bengals secondary. What was it? Almost 80 combined points scored in that first game? I don't mind that.
Bob and I know that.
I think it was.
Have they played already this season? I know.
Remember when Zay Flowers fumbled on the 1-yard line? That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about fantasy because it makes me feel really, really good.
What happened to Zay Flowers? He hasn't just been the same since he fumbled at the 1-yard line.
What?
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute, dude.
Oh,
I was like, Zay might be a top 10 receiver in the league in year two.
Good.
Boston College.
He recovered nicely from that.
Did he go
to Boston College? Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Wow. Yeah. You don't see many people out of Boston College anymore in the
Your
NFL.
Your cousin from Boston. This was Tom Brady yesterday on Colin Cowherd's show, The Hurt.
The question, the answer is it progressively gets more and more. And I would say maybe at year one, it's 50% of the way that you want it. And then year two, it's 60%. And ultimately, you're trying to get to 100%. But even I think for Patrick, if I look at his situation and his development, he was very lucky to sit behind. And Patrick, let me get this out of the way. He is a phenomenal player. To me, is, you know, he, Lamar, Josh Allen, you're talking about the upper echelon, as we all know. And Patrick is going to go down as one of the greats ever for a number of reasons. But if I look at him, he went to college at Texas Tech. He had Cliff Kingsbury there with him for 3 years. An NFL caliber coach running a lot of NFL caliber type calls and methodologies behind what he's doing. So he had 3 years of that. Then he goes to the Chiefs and he's got Alex Smith as the guy that's ahead of him, who's a phenomenal player, great leader, does everything the right way. And then he's got Andy Reid as his play caller. So it's like, there's a reason why it all works, and there's this development that happens and why Patrick has been able to ascend so quickly, and he would have found a way to ascend at some point anyway. I'm just saying, I could never have reached the this area of growth that I needed to, whether that was year one or three or five. It was accelerated because of all the things that I had in place. When I was in college, I ran a pro-style offense.
Yeah.
I got drafted. I had Bill Belichick teach me. I got to sit behind Drew Bledsoe. I worked really hard to learn all those things and embrace the challenge. And I think when you're a young quarterback, ultimately that's what you're trying to do. Be in a situation where you can learn, grow, develop. It's all about mentorship.
And that's why the Chiefs remain successful, because it all started then. And now you're seeing it now. And I think that question brings up how to adjust in the NFL. This is the matchup they were talking about, which is Denver and the Chiefs short week was the question. How is, you know, how does Bo Nix try to stay relevant in the NFL, and how has Patrick Mahomes been so good at it? Mm-hmm. And obviously we know in Kansas City, because at least once, sometimes twice a year, Mahomes will always pay homage to Alex Smith. He's like, yeah, without Alex, I'm not the quarterback I am.
He's
and
right.
That's fantastically fine and accurate. And the thing is I always kind of use the Moses analogy with Alex Smith. Like, Alex Smith was never going to be the guy that won you the championships, right? He was going to get you eventually to the promised land. And by him doing that, it was preppy Mahomes who eventually does get you there. Moses never got to the promised land. He was getting the people there and getting them ready to go to it. Alex Smith.
And then the flood happened.
Yeah. And so Alex Smith, you know, tried to make sure that they could get the team back. Alex Smith and Andy Reid built this team back up, got it going. And then with Mahomes being drafted and Mahomes getting the prep from Alex Smith, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Because the God-given talent in Mahomes' body was there. But the mindset and the framework of what the NFL was then distributed onto Alex Smith. And what do we always say, guys? Great players never make great coaches. Mediocre players make great coaches. Jim Harbaugh, right? Decent quarterback, not the greatest, became a great coach.
I was like, mediocre players make great coaches. I'm thinking like you're talking about a player in a separate category from, I got you. Yeah, you're right. Like an average player in the NFL is a better coach than a great player in the NFL.
Average, yeah, mediocre synonyms, yeah, of each other.
No. But you were saying, okay, a mediocre player makes a great coach. And I was thinking like you're taking a mediocre player and with one hand,
right,
and then a coach in another hand, and a mediocre player makes a coach better.
Like Carson Steele making Andy Reid good or something.
That's what I thought.
Alex Smith, right, never going to be known as one of the greatest quarterbacks ever play, but I guarantee you if Alex Smith wanted to coach, he'd be damn good.
Well, he'd be really good as a coach, I think, but he'd be stupid to do that, and I would tell him that to his face. He's making more money at ESPN. Don't go coach. But it's good to hear Tom Brady kind of, you know, talk about what I've been saying with this Patrick Mahomes-Andy Reid relationship for all of these years. The coach-quarterback relationship and tandem is vital to the success in the NFL, and if you get drafted and you're a quarterback that gets drafted in this league, chances are, if you're a high draft pick, you're going to a really bad coach. That's why they're picking high, and you don't have an opportunity to have success. I do believe the league has failed a lot of coaches or a lot of players over the years at the quarterback position because they've had bad head coaches and they haven't been given that opportunity. Look, I'm not a huge Caleb Williams fan, but I also don't think he's in a great spot. I just don't. I don't think he has a good leader.
He also has a terrible head coach.
Terrible head coach, right? Like a terrible head coach. Patrick Mahomes would have been a good quarterback in this league. But I always say, if he was drafted by the Giants, he would have been on his third or fourth head coach at this point in time. Never had that mentor of Alex Smith. Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be the guy that he is right now if he was in any other situation. And that's just fact. It is a perfect relationship with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and even more perfect when you add Alex Smith into the fray. And that's what Tom Brady's saying, man. He's like, I had Bill Belichick, and I got to learn from Drew Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Brady was never drafted or chosen, however you want to say it, to replace Drew Bledsoe. That was their guy. They were rolling with Drew Bledsoe. Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick out of Michigan who was doughy in the midsection. And so that was just a guy that they had on their roster. And then, ipso facto, here we sit. But if he wasn't set up with a guy like Drew Bledsoe and set up with a coach like Bill Belichick, who knows where Tom Brady's career is going to be? It could be Ryan Leaf, you know?
Right.
That's why I look back. We talked a little bit about it yesterday with Tony Dungy and how ass he is and how much better Peyton Manning could have been had he had. I mean, if Peyton Manning was with Andy Reid, good Lord, they may never have lost a playoff game or a Super. They may still be winning Super Bowls together.
Somebody just didn't understand the conversation. Somebody says, how are you comparing Harbaugh's career to Al? It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex, he was light years better. That's not what we said. I'm going to clear this up for you because this is the second time this has happened today. I said mediocre players make great coaches.
Think about the best coaches that are in professional sports today. Right. How many of them? Dan Campbell.
Average
player.
Was a tight end that nobody even knew.
Marginal tight end.
I
knew he played for the Giants.
That's all. For the Giants.
But he wasn't anything special, right? Andy Reid never played in the NFL.
No. Well, yeah, he was just a coach and an offensive lineman.
He's a BYU guy, just a guy. Bill Belichick never played in the NFL, but was a good coach. Like, find me a great player.
Does Vrabel count? Because he wasn't really a great coach. He was a good coach, but he wasn't maybe a great player. Maybe he was a great player. I don't know.
I think he's good in both categories. Okay. Like, Vrabel would be the guy I hire this offseason.
D'Amico Ryans.
I don't remember him much as a player. Great coach.
Yeah.
You know, good player, I guess. I mean, but I don't know that he was a great – I wouldn't call D'Amico Ryans a great player, but good player, captain of his team, you know, type of thing. But
an example of this.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
George Brett tried to be the hitting coach.
Didn't work.
That's not a shot against George. No. It's just that, like, it's hard for him to explain, here's how I did it. Dude, you hit 390 in a year. You're one of the best top five hitters of all time.
Yeah, well, just do that.
Tony Gwynn never made a coach.
Right. Ted Williams, people always would go back to, one of the greatest hitters of all time. He had like a hot stint with like George did as the hitting coach of the Red Sox. I can't figure this thing out. I just swing and hit the ball.
A name that keeps coming up is Deion Sanders. Hasn't done it in the pros yet.
No, Deion doesn't count.
The collegiate level is different. We're talking pros here.
We're not talking college level. I mean, look at Jeff Saturday.
Whew. That was a tough situation. By the way, I think I have a soggy thing that you might like.
Right.
And if I don't, then I don't know if you're trolling me or not. Do you like Oreos?
Mm-hmm.
Do you dip them in milk?
Just real quick.
Okay.
Just get a little coating, a quick dunk. That's
satanic.
You let your Oreo float around and go, ooh.
No, but I hold it in there with a fork and let it get a little bit soft.
Nah, just a quick dip, a little wet, that's it.
Dusty was so sure he had you, man. Nah. He was so excited for that. Sorry.
What's the over-under on seconds you hold the Oreo in the milk?
It's just a dunk.
I don't think it's a dunk for a second.
So it's still crispy and hard when you eat it?
Yeah, but it's still got a little moist to it.
Oh, you are not from this earth.
Just a quick dunk. Why do I want a soggy cookie?
Everybody eats Oreos soggy.
Who's the one that says stays crispy in milk? Whatever that is. See, we're peddling that out there as a slogan. It stays. Is it Crispex or whatever? Like, it stays crispy in milk.
There's got to be something that's like soggy that you like. There has to be, other than crackers and chili.
Say something else.
Crackers and chili.
Yeah, it's fine, but that's okay. It never gets to that soggy standpoint.
What about the end of a Jersey Mike sandwich? Do you eat that? With all the juice
soggy
at the end?
It does get soggy. Oh, if you get it real soggy.
You're talking like soggy bread? No, I'm out on that.
You're out. Yeah,
like if the peanut butter and jelly would bleed through the bread.
Oh, I loved it.
I can't do
that. You're done?
Oh, I loved it.
Damn.
Not going to do that, no. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.